Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying the book of 1 Samuel, and we're in chapter 9, which begins by listing off all the characteristics that the world may think would make a great leader. Saul is wealthy. Saul is tall. Saul is incredibly handsome. But can he be a great leader? Are these qualities of a great leader? Well, the first story that we run into, Saul's father has some donkeys that get out of the barn and get lost. And so Kish, Saul's father, sends out Saul to find the animals and lead them back home. But this story actually speaks to Saul's inability to lead. When they go looking for the donkeys, and Saul wants to give up the search and return home, it is the servant who brings up the possibility of seeking out the prophet. And the question is, why doesn't Saul do this? Why isn't Saul's solution to seek God? And why doesn't Saul know that he is actually in the prophet Samuel's land? Samuel had been traveling throughout all of Israel. Samuel's words and prayer is what sustained and delivered Israel into victory in chapter 7. Why is Saul not aware of any of this? He's not even aware that it is Samuel that he bumps into in the road. All of this is the author's way of pointing to the fact that Saul is spiritually bankrupt, or at the least, spiritually shallow and immature, not the type of leader Israel needs. But it is actually what they want if they want a king like the nations. So remember, sometimes God gives you what you want to show you it's not really what you need. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Russian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Russia and the USA.